Page 38. Quest for gold brings conflict. Miners across Latin America are digging up gold and arousing anger. Steadily high prices for gold are having a dramatic impact on parts of Latin America, bringing a flood of foreign investment and stirring a gold bug among wildcat miners. Some of Latin America's poorest nations, Bolivia, Honduras, and Nicaragua, have seen their balance sheets strengthened by gold production, while major producers Peru and Mexico reap billions in foreign exports. But even as miners unearth deposits of gold, they also open up veins of social discontent. Protests over gold mining are common in areas where villagers complain of water pollution, a lack of jobs, and environmental devastation. U.S. and Canadian mining companies can be lightning rods for the discontent. But watchdog groups say global mining companies have grown more responsible in their dealings abroad. As often as not, it is small companies, and even independent miners, who generate the frictions and pollution. Striking gold. The average price of gold has risen more than sixfold since 2001, when it stood around $270 an ounce. Some analysts see prices heading higher amid global economic uncertainty. Mexico, known for centuries for its silver mines, recently saw gold surpass silver to become its number one mineral export. Partly because gold production has more than tripled since 2004 to more than 84 metric tons a year. We found an area that is extremely concentrated in gold. It's quite staggering, said Richard Whittall of New Strike Capital Incorporated. From Nicaragua's mining district to the gold fields in Colombia's northwest, and on to Peru's Madre de Dios jungles, wildcat miners are tearing up forests and dumping mercury in rivers in their quest for gold. A better way. Mercury contamination by small-scale miners has prompted leaders of some countries, like Nicaragua's Daniel Ortega, to seek out experienced mining companies using less harmful methods involving cyanide that avoid the use of mercury. One of the beneficiaries is Hemco Nicaragua, a private company employing 900 people at its gold mines. We're using traditional leaching methods, said Chairman Randall Martin. Cyanide has a very short lifespan. Mercury is a heavy metal and stays around forever. Like many foreign-owned mining companies, Hemco has put emphasis on investing in the communities where it operates, eager to foster good relations. We build a kindergarten. We build a computer lab for the community, Martin said. It's about the only place in Nicaragua where everybody that comes out of high school has taken a computer course. Digging up conflict. Relations between foreign mining companies and local communities have been far from smooth in El Salvador and Guatemala, where battles pitting villagers against companies are portrayed as David versus Goliath struggles. Mayans living near Guatemala's giant Marlin gold mine, one of the most productive in the hemisphere, say the Goldcorp mine has brought health, environmental, and human rights woes. Acting on behalf of 18 villages around the mine, the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights asked in 2010 for Guatemala to suspend mine operations. Neither the state nor Goldcorp complied. Respectful relationships. Whittall said his exploration company fosters good relations in communities where it works, viewing it as economic common sense. If you're trying to sell a company, one of the highest and most important assets to have is a tranquil community that is on side with potential development, he said. Mining companies, he said, should hold to the precept that you're a guest in the country. It is not rocket science. It's just being respectful. Vocabulary focus. Bug. Watchdog. Sixfold. Surpass. Beneficiary. Tranquil. Precept.